The application is the National Cancer Institute's Quit Start Guide. They can find it at apps.usa.gov. The app is a smoking cessation resource created by the Tobacco Control Research Branch at the National Cancer Institute. What it does is it helps you get smoke-free. You can track your cravings and moods. You can track your progress towards achieving smoke-free milestones, and you can identify your smoking triggers and come up with ways to help you quit smoking.
So you've got 100 apps on your site now. Are you trying to become the iTunes for the government mobile applications?
I wouldn't say we're trying to become the iTunes. I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to put all the citizen-facing apps in one place. And that way the citizens and agencies can have one place to go to get citizen-facing mobile apps.
So you've had this app store now probably, what, 2-3 years going at GSA?
It's been here since July 2010. When we launched, we only had 15 apps, and now we're up to 100, which we're really proud of.
So tell us the uptake. How many people have downloaded these apps, and what kinds of statistics are you getting?
The agencies are taking the statistics. Some of the more downloaded ones are the NSF 360 for Science, which is an iPad app which allows educators and students to look at science information. Another popular one is the MyTSA app, which people use when they're in the airport to figure out what they can bring on the airplane, along with other things that are related to airport security. And I think another popular one that I've used recently is the USPS app, which allows you to sort of find where a local post office is. It's very helpful on a Saturday if you're looking for the last drop at a mailbox or something.
Do you have a favorite among the 100 apps so far?
My personal favorite is Today's Doc from NARA, because each day you can find a historical document. And, you know, for instance, on my birthday, the cotton gin was the featured, the patent for the cotton gin was the featured one. So I'm a history buff, so that's the one I like that one. But there's something for everybody.
Now, who's developing all these apps?
Different program managers and agencies. It could be anyone from the web manager at the agency or an IT professional, or sometimes, in some cases, it's a public affairs folks.
You have 100 apps now. How many apps will you have by the end of the year?
Well, that's an interesting question, because we find these on our own, and we also have agencies come to us. I wouldn't want to give a number, but if somebody has an app or knows a federal app, I would more than gladly encourage them to go to apps.usa.gov and tell us about it, and then we'll look at it and put it up.
Now, somewhere in the building you're in, or maybe down the street, is the program office for data.gov, which is run by GSA, Big OMB project. Is there any collaboration on apps and the data used for apps between you and the data.gov people?
There is collaboration. We work with those folks. We don't build the apps, but we work with the agencies to sort of focus, you know, look at data.gov, look at the data that's there. We work with organizations out in the private sector to look at data.gov and the data that's there to see if they can build government apps.
Now, when you say app, most people think an app for a specific platform, namely BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone. Is that what you mean by apps also?
That is what I mean by apps, but we, in our office, we talk about mobile products, and those could include, like you said, apps that could include mobile websites, and they could also include SMS programs. There are a couple mHealth SMS programs that will send you text messages. Text for Baby is an example for expectant mothers who are having children. It sends them text messages while they're pregnant so they can know where they're to get information about what to expect in the terms of their pregnancy.
Seems like they should be able to send a text like, uh-oh, I think it's coming now.
I have heard of people tweeting as they're giving birth, yes.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's that detailed, but it does help provide information on what they need to know.
So what's your advice? I mean, it's clear that agencies are really eager to jump on this bandwagon, but what's your advice to them about what works?
What works is a good mobile strategy. Think about your mission, think about your audience, and think about the technology. Those would be the three things I think I would think about first.